during my case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-0 defeat against Corinthian Casuals. Alan, how frustrated are you right now?
I'm very disappointed. We had a cramp near half in the second half, but then we have had a goal disallowed and the lads should have scored. We didn't really create that many chances. I thought from wide areas we didn't get enough balls in the box, to tell you the truth. Lodgy's just come back and obviously didn't do nothing today, but at the same time he will do something in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure he will. I already get him back on song again. And we didn't get much from Bobby on the other side, so we put Bobby up front and Lampen probably done a bit more, to tell you the truth. But very good, very disappointing, very frustrating, and I'm gutted.
Their winning goal, Zell, is the fourth minute. Would Luke Garrard have dealt with that cross better than Luke Norton, do you think?
It's hard to say that, to be honest, and it's unfair getting an answer from me there, because our last three goals have been from two set players in a corner and in the league. So we've been conceding goals all season from set players and corners, and we've been talked about that, and we can't talk anything more about it because that's what we tell them in the dressing room. So it's unfair to say that, to be honest, because last week and all that, Luke Garrard was in good and we conceded from two crosses in the box where people weren't picking up. Same again, ball goes in, Luke misses it and the lad's not picked up, and that's been the story of the season. So I think it's an unfair on Luke Norton, to be honest.
You moved Bobby Traynor to the centre forward second half. With hindsight, would you have started him there?
Yes. Yeah, I would have done, yeah.
How did the red ball affect things today?
Did
that make any difference?
I don't think it makes any difference. No, there's no excuses, there's no excuses whatsoever. All the players who played at DSF are John Cook and Luke Gerrard have signed. I've signed every single one. So at the end of the day, they're my players and I got trust in them. And if we get results like this, it's no good trying to blame anybody. I think a couple of times when I first got the job, I would say, well, hold on a minute, they're not my players, but they are. Everyone is my players. If we fail this year, it's down to me because I've signed the players. So the biggest thing we get judged on is we get judged at the end of the season, and that's how I'll be judging the manager. And wouldn't take things from me. I know that everybody's getting frustrated at the minute, I understand that, but let's judge at the end of the season, not just yet, to be honest.
Casuals got their goal and then sat back and defended for their lives for the game, as is their wont. But we should have enough quality to break someone down, shouldn't we?
Without a doubt, the players we've got in there, some good players, what we've got in there, the front five, you want to call them like that, we should have enough in the locker to break them up. And but if you look how decisive they were, and heading it and kicking it away and putting their foot in and could have caught one to break, it's something we're missing in the side. But again, I'll have a couple of new signings on Monday. I'll get rid of some, that's football that. But like I say, it's on my head. It's my players I've signed.
It was a frustrating afternoon for everybody. Mark Hams in particular, he got sent from the dugout in the first half. What was that about?
Pathetic. You can't win. The referees were pathetic. And the linesman on our side was not doing his job right. He was actually doing it on purpose to wind us up. That's what I honestly thought. If I get into trouble for saying that, I better watch what I'm saying. But he's, I think obviously just threw frustrated and shouted something and he thought, oh, yeah, I'll have you. And he done it on purpose, to be honest. So it's pathetic when it's like that, when, and very sad day. Watching a football club, I'm not making that an excuse we lost the game. I'm just saying that refs have got to actually be fair. And that's all we ask. If they're fair, that's great. But I can't look this referee in the eye today because I think he hasn't been fair and I think he hasn't done his job right, in my opinion.
There's lots of hype about Dean Lodge returning today. Do you think the rest of the players took for granted that Dean Lodge is back, we're going to win?
Possibly. It was a big high getting them back. Finished the job at half 10 last night, getting them back. I rang him every day. Again, he was actually playing where he wanted today. I think, he didn't do much for her today. I think he will do well for the end of the season, that's for sure. But he's had a bad day like everybody else.
Do you think with the results today, us losing, Cray winning as well, we're now 6 points adrift, are we looking at the playoffs or are we looking at a title challenge still?
We've got 12 games left, we've got to win them, simple as that. We've got to do something from now to win games, and at the end of the season that's where we judge. It's no good looking back now and saying, well, we could be in 4 points clear, 5 points clear. We've got a job to do. We've got to get the best players in best form again, it's simple as that, and we've got to do it quickly. But like I say, I've got no excuses whatsoever. My players who I've picked, and I've got to crack on.
We've now got 5 games away from home, 4 of them in the league. Yep. Is that a relief, given that we have lost more games at home this season? We've only lost once away.
It's any games, it could be, again, it's excuses we thought, talk about who I'm going to wear. It doesn't make no odds, to be honest. We just got to get on and start winning games, and the quicker we start doing it, the better. I thought we'd win today, and I thought we'd start a run. That's what I thought. I was wrong. I got the team selection wrong, to be honest. I picked the players what I thought should play. So I've got to crack on, my responsibility.
Amari Coleman played for 45 minutes. How did you rate his debut?
He just got to get fitter. He got fitter. When he played against us for, early on the season against for Croydon, he battered our two centre-halves, to be honest. Today he didn't do that. But he's got to get fitter again. I've seen him, so it's my responsibility.